In recent weeks, ABC TV's Catalyst program has run a special series calling into question the importance of cholesterol as a risk factor for heart disease. The series has caused some concern amongst the audience and doctors over the safety and effectiveness of cholesterol-lowering drugs called statins. Norman Swan from the RN Health Report joins us now. Norman, hello there.
Hi, Fran.
The Catalyst program actually questioned whether cholesterol is the evil that's been made out to be and questioned whether cholesterol-lowering drugs work. Now, this has got you pretty riled up. Why?
Well, we've spoken about this on more than one occasion over the time. The fact is, what was covered in the program at its heart was nothing new. The problem with the program was that it basically smeared the whole issue across. And the take from the audience, at least anecdotally, was it's all bad. Cholesterol is not a risk factor at all. I can go back to the way I was. And statins are evil drugs sold by the evil empire of the pharmaceutical industry. And again, anecdotally, I keep on hearing people stopping their statins.
Since the program.
My wife was sitting next to a very clever investment banker on a plane from Canberra, who's got familial hypercholesterolemia, which means he stands a good chance of dying young from heart disease. He'd thrown away his statins and was back on eating the cream cheese. People will die as a result of this Catalyst program unless people understand at heart what the issues are. So let's just start with cholesterol as a risk factor. And that was called into question. There's basically been a group of people really hammering away that cholesterol, in an almost ideological, non-evidence-based way, for years now. I regularly get emails from them saying cholesterol isn't a risk factor. It's all a plot by the pharmaceutical industry. Let's just be clear now. Cholesterol has been a bit overblown as a risk factor in people's minds, and that's partly because there are drugs available to treat it. The reality is, very big studies following people for many years has shown that cholesterol is indeed a risk factor for heart disease.
Can we break that down? What's the evidence that cholesterol is a risk factor for heart disease?
A lot of the original evidence came from what's called the Framingham study in Massachusetts, which is following the health of people in the town of Framingham in Massachusetts. Initially it was 5,000 people, but then it's their children and now their children's children since about the early 1950s. So it's a long time now, looking at all the variables there, and cholesterol came out as a strong variable. Let me just say something here, that I grew up in Scotland. I grew up in a country with the highest coronary heart disease rate in the world, apart from parts of India. And Britain, we had some people in the preventive community who did not believe that cholesterol was a risk factor. And Britain's rates of heart disease remained stubbornly high until they actually got the message about cholesterol. So it's all very well saying when you observe a large number of people, it's true that if you observe a large number of people and you find a link between a risk factor and a disease, then that doesn't necessarily prove cause and effect. But when you do a trial, so the way to test whether or not it is cause and effect is to do a trial. You actually remove the risk factor in some shape or form in one group of people and you don't in another, and see what the effect is. And when you reduce cholesterol, regardless of how you do it, whether it's statins, whether it's other drugs, or whether it's diet, if you reduce your cholesterol, you reduce the rate of coronary heart disease, of heart attacks and strokes and death.
And the evidence is clear on that?
Absolutely clear. Multiple randomized trials. There has never been a randomized trial of smoking and heart attacks and strokes. Nobody's ever done it because it would be unethical to do it. Yet we accept that smoking is a strong risk factor from heart disease. Blood pressure is the same as cholesterol. There's a strong link between blood pressure and heart disease and stroke, and in these observational trials. But when you do trials of blood pressure reduction, which there have been, blood pressure stands out as a risk factor as well.
So what did Catalyst do then with those trials, which, as you say, the evidence is clear, and because it's questioned whether cholesterol is the evil it's made out to be, but it also, perhaps importantly, suggested manipulation of data in statin trials, minimise reporting of side effects.
So let's come to the issue of
the drugs.
Drugs and cholesterol reduction. Now, it is certainly true that statins have been used in the wrong people over the years, because cholesterol is just one risk factor among the many. So it has about the same value or risk as blood pressure. It has almost certainly a lower risk than smoking. It has probably a lower risk than diabetes. In fact, it does have a lower risk than diabetes. So it's one of many risk factors, mm-hmm. but it's only one of the few that you can actually do something about. There are others like your age, like your gender, because men have a higher risk than women, that you can't do much about. So this is one that you actually can do something about. So let's look at the statins. So statins came along and they were the first drugs with relatively few side effects that were quite effective at lowering cholesterol. And what they showed was that in the first trials they did was that if you'd had a heart attack or a stroke and you took a statin, you significantly reduced your risk of a second heart attack or stroke and, in fact, death.
And but only if cholesterol was the risk factor for you?
Well, that's a very important question, and one which wasn't actually clearly dealt with in the program, which is why people are confused. So most of the trials in cholesterol reduction have looked at people with high cholesterol, but they've also had other problems. So most people who die of a heart attack don't have a very high cholesterol, don't have a very high blood pressure. They have a little bit of this and a little bit of that in terms of their risk factors, and the risk factors multiply together. Mm-hmm. So the problem with prescribing of the drugs for cholesterol is that doctors have tended to prescribe just if you've got a bit of cholesterol. If all you've got is a bit of cholesterol, that's actually not much of a risk factor for anything. Same way as you've got a bit of fat around your tummy, if that's all you've got. The reality is most people have multiple risk factors. The key message here is that it depends on your level of risk. If you are at high risk of having a heart attack, you need to be on whatever is available. You need to be on blood pressure reduction. You need to be on statins to reduce your cholesterol. You need to be exercising and you need to be watching your diet to get your total risk down. And that is the key to this issue, is your total risk. And it's called your absolute risk score. So if you've got familial hypercholesterolemia, in other words, you've got a family history of high cholesterol, then these people have very high cholesterols. And that's often all they've got, but they've got a very strong family history of people dying young.
So that's enough to be a significant risk factor.
That is enough. If you are, and this is what really makes me angry, if you were an Aboriginal person watching that program, you would think, oh, I don't need to be on cholesterol, don't need to worry about it. Cholesterol reduction is one of the few things that you can do for Aboriginal people safely through statins, which will save their lives, even though they've not had a heart attack or stroke, because they're at high absolute risk. So what I mean by that is your blood pressure, what's your blood pressure, what's your cholesterol level, what's your family history, are you a smoker, have you ever been a smoker, are you male or female? And you can add, and you can do, there are mathematical tools online to actually assess your risk. And if your risk is high on that, your risk of dying of a heart attack or stroke is significant, and you need to get your cholesterol down, your blood pressure down, and you need to change your lifestyle.
So finally, that's your advice to people listening who may be considering stopping the statins, is to go and just do that thing online and sort out your risk level
get
of risk
factor.
Get
your doctor to do your absolute risk. If you're on a statin and you wonder whether you should be on it, get your doctor to do your absolute risk score. And if your absolute risk score for the next, in other words, your chance of a heart attack or stroke is 15% or higher, about 2% per annum, then you need to be on the intervention. If it's lower than that, you're probably not getting a huge benefit from your statin, and it's probably not worth being on it. The other thing about the program was that the risk of side effects was overstated on the program, as indeed it has been understated to doctors. But nobody ever died of taking a statin, as far as I'm aware. But if you're at high risk of a heart attack and you throw away your statins or change your lifestyle and go back to a bad diet, you could die.
Norman Swan, thank you very much for joining us. Dr. Norman Swan, you can hear more from him on this and other medical matters on the Health Report here on RN at 5:30 this afternoon. It's 14 minutes to 9.